Talking about our senior news reporter, Fiona O'Donovan from the Red FM newsroom. Yesterday, one of the funniest lines I heard in a long time was Fiona when she was saying she was absolutely delighted to be stuck in traffic again as she went about her business. Well, she's absolutely delighted to be down at the farmer's market in Mahon this morning. Morning, Fiona.
Morning, Neil.
And it's nice and busy for you because you like crowds, don't you?
I do. I love them. I'm finding the social distancing not in line with what I'm used to at all. But it is important and we will continue to do it. Here at the moment, it is working so well and people are so excited to be here. I've never seen people so excited to get a coffee. And you have been able to get coffees all along, but it's different getting a coffee in a farmer's market. There's queues going in to both sides of the farmer's market here in Mahon Point, but they're not in any way lengthy queues. They're being managed very well. It feels normal. And it doesn't feel like the new norm. I really mean that. It doesn't. It feels normal, but safe. It's really good. I've seen there's actually a lot of buggies and children here, which is lovely to see because I think they've kind of been one of the biggest victims in all this, and that they haven't been allowed to go to the supermarkets or do any of the little bits that they used to do with their parents, or even, you know, going into, you know, I've seen a few kids be like, oh, mom, can I have a hot chocolate, please? And you're like, oh, God, I'll get you a hot chocolate. Give them a hot chocolate. It's lovely.
Yeah.
And I spoke to the market manager there, Rupert, and he said, look, what they've done is it is not at full capacity at the moment. They would usually have about 50 stalls here. There isn't 50 stalls here. There's about 20, 25, but half capacity. And they have, you know, some of the stall owners are older and have not been comfortable to come back yet. That's fine. They won't be back for another while. Others then, unfortunately, some have ceased trading. But that's okay too. I mean, there's not that many. And by and large, all of the popular stands are back.
What would that be? Like fruit, veg, fish, bread, cakes?
Bread, pizza, coffees. There is an organic lamb and beef staller here from Castletown Bear, and he told me this has been hugely important for him to get back because this is his main outlet for sales. He doesn't, you know, the markets are closed and this is the only place that he can sell at the moment. So for him, he is in a great form to be back. And he said people are really, do you know what? People are really good as well, Neil. People are supporting local and they're picking up their meats here and they're doing whatever they can to support all the traders.
Do you see many gloves and masks, and how are they handling cash and things like that?
Gloves, and you know what? They have a sanitization station in the middle of the market, so you know you can go and sanitize there frequently. Most of the traders have masks on, except for when they're talking or something like that. And it's all very, very safe and very, very clean here. Now they don't have any entertainment or any kind of seating area because they don't really want people hanging around as such. You know, you get your bits and you go, and that's by and large happening. So it's lovely. Now it's very funny. I've seen a load of girls coming down here dressed up, and honestly, I can't say anything. Like this week, I've been putting on a full face makeup and, you know, picking my outfit the night before like a total sad off. But like, people got dressed up to come down here. It's lovely.
Oh, that's lovely to hear, though, isn't it?
Like I've actually, like, definitely one or two girls have blow dried their hair and put on summer dresses, and it kind of feels like you're on holiday.
You're not on route patrol, though, are you? You're not checking girls' routes like to see if they've got them done on the QT or anything. Damn it, I think I lost her there. Hang on a second. There's awful trouble with the phones. No. Anyway, if I can get back to Farmer's Market from Mahon Point, I will with Fiona Donovan in a few minutes' time, but I've lost her for now. I'll try again later on. We'll see how I get on. Meanwhile, Kathleen, good morning. You wanted to pick up on was it a text earlier? It was Jorin Toker's text, yeah.
I am Jorin Toker. I don't know, is it a lady or a gentleman, but I'm very cross now with Jorin Toker.
Why? What did he say that made you cross?
Well, that's twice, Neil, that's twice that you were criticised, and I think you're doing a very good job myself.
Oh, listen, you're very kind, Kathleen, but I love being criticised. I absolutely love it.
And I just wanted to say, Neil, that when Jor is pointing a finger at you, I think he or she, lady or gentleman, they're pointing four back at themselves. That's what I feel.
Shame on you having those tickos on your show. You have a lot of nutcases on the phone talking about apps, my arse. This is a death game. You're talking about opening pubs, unreal stuff. That was the text, was it?
That sounds a very unhappy person who've nothing else to do.
But I'm noticing a lot more disquiet with people. They're getting very fed up as this carries on, you know. And I understand their sentiment, to be honest with you. I can understand why they're getting annoyed.
Yeah, but they're just going to have to go with the flow, because if they go against the grain, Neil, if they go against the grain, you know, the inevitable is there. So you just have to go with things as they are. I think you just have to go with it, and you can't go against it, you know, because if you go against it, you know, it's unknown what could happen.
I know. So I think people are finding, people are finding the stage is very slow, you know?
They're very slow, but they're going to have to find, again, I hate the new norm, because people are giving out over that.
We don't want a new norm. I think people want things to be the way they were. Some aspects of life the way they were. Maybe not, maybe we might change with regards to love of money, or all these foreign holidays, or the disposable world that we live in, buy less, you know, that kind of thing.
It's like survival, Neil. It's trying to survive, really. You just have to go along with things and find new ways of doing things, and, you know, keeping walking, or keep doing things around the house. You could be doing that forever. But again, it's just survival mode, I think, at the end of the day. You have to keep doing it. Otherwise, nobody knows the outcome then, or you'll never know the inevitable. So you just have to keep driving on, doing, I think, what we're supposed to do.
I know. Do you remember the line, "We're all in this together"? I think if people hear that one more time, they'll scream, if they're not screaming already. I know what you're saying, though.
They're going to have to scream away, Neil, because there's nobody going to just take it away from us. It's just there. We're going to have to live with it. We're going to have to find new ways of living with it, and again, going along with it rather than going against it.
All right, girl, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Much obliged, Kathleen. Let me get back to the farmer's market just to finish up with Fiona. You were in midstream there about to tell me something funny, is that right?
Oh, no, I was about to tell you, I'm no one to judge anyone on their routes at the moment, so I certainly will not be the route police around here checking people.
Yeah, but it was a big social occasion where people get dolled up to go out to the farmer's market, and that's a wonderful thing to see. There's nobody questioning how far they travelled or anything. No, nothing like that.
No, and you know what, Neil, honestly, I think people, it's, you know, that is, there is a certain degree of personal responsibility that's come up in a number of places I've been in this week that have reopened, and you know, it's really not up to them how far people have come to travel. That is, you know, that's up to you. You know, we're all being asked to abide by the guidelines. It's not going to be for that much longer under the government's roadmap, and again, if the farmer's market is within 5K of your home, great, come and get out. And if it's not, just wait that little bit longer. That's the message again. That's why they don't have any entertainment here today or any seating, because really for the moment we need to keep going. We need to keep in line with public health advice and just push on a little bit. But the positivity here today is absolutely fantastic to see. People are in such good form. Everyone's waving to it. People are waving to each other. And
but our punters, they're just delighted to see strangers. They want to go up and hug them, but they can't. But are the punters wearing masks?
You know what? Honestly, no. There's a few, but only a handful. By and large, from what I've seen so far, people haven't been doing that on a large scale. Perhaps that will, you know, as the phase of these, perhaps we'll see a lot more of that. But at the moment, that doesn't seem to be the popular thing to do at the moment. Again, it could change, and I think we're being advised in areas where we can't social distance to do that. But here, you can social distance. You're out in the open air. It is a little bit different here. It's not intrusive to see a mask anymore, to be honest. So that's not taking away from the atmosphere at all. So, you know, if that is something that you want to do, great. And if you're out in a public space and you can social distance and you don't want to do it, you know, as the government has said, it's not mandatory at the moment. So there's no kind of judgment or anything like that here today.
I probably would wear a mask, though, at a farmer's market myself. I probably would.
Yeah, and some people are, but no, the majority of people here are not wearing masks.
Any Gardaí there, no?
I haven't seen any here so far. I have seen them across the city this morning. I've been in a number of places this morning, and they are in force. But they're here. It seems to be working really, really well. And it's that sense of, and you can get it from people too. They need it, like, and they need
do,
it now.
And the people need it, but also those selling their produce, taking it from the ground and getting to sell it on to the public. It's very important too.
Relief. That's the only thing I can get from the stallers I've spoken to. They are so relieved to be back here. Okay. They just, and they want, you know, and they're even even their fellow stallholders, they were saying even just to see them for it's huge. Every Thursday they see these people. It's a thing in their lives every Thursday.
And what do we know then about, what do we know, because they would be some of the same people who would travel to Douglas, wouldn't they? And others of them would travel to Middleton and things like that for the farmers
market. A lot of them do a circuit of the farmers market, yeah. So there is a lot of the ones, Rocket Man is here today, the Nutcase. You know, there's a lot here today that, you know, Cork Coffee Roasters. I mean, when I saw that, I actually nearly dropped dead. I was like, oh my God, I can get Cork Coffee Roasters, perhaps. It's lovely. And even the pizza, even, I don't know, it's not even about getting the produce. It's even just seeing it. It's giving
relief,
confidence.
Relief, I think, is the word, isn't it? Yeah, relief as well. Yeah.
A relief. And that, I mean, people here, you can see people in their little groups and they're just, honestly, if you drop me in here and I didn't know anything about what was going on in the world, I wouldn't look at it and think, I would think, God, people are very far apart from each other. But other than that, it feels really normal and it's lovely to see.
Good stuff. Let me leave you on this. Aoife says by text, I can't tell you how happy I am to hear Fiona talk about the farmer's market in Mahon. She has actually made my day. The thought of getting a coffee and being able to bring my kids out to get a hot chocolate and get dressed up in real clothes for a change, it sounds like heaven. So fair play to you, Fiona.
If it's in your 5K, you should definitely do it. Get dressed up, bring the kids down and, you know, just keep them in a safe area. Do your hair. I don't know. Go nuts. Why not?
All right, girl. Stay in touch. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate that.
Thank
for now.
You.
That's Fiona Donovan, live from the Farmers Market in Mahon. Shows, paints great pictures. I love that.